Thank you very much. I really appreciate these questions. Let me start with a very useful and valuable comment from China. I fully agree. Probably the use of the decoupling on my side was not really paying enough attention whether this has a political connotation or not. Basically, this is about the in a way, monitoring the changes in international trade flows. And when then there is a kind of a change in the trade relationship of two biggest economies in the world, there is going to be some influence to other countries. And we just wanted to seriously measure or quantify what could be the extent of impact of these changes in the US and China trade relationship. But I fully take your point, and I will make sure that we will use the more neutral and technical and correct term to explain the changes in trade relationship or trade flows. Just to say that this is not really about, this study is going to be published as a working paper of UNCTAD, which is a technical and quantitative paper prepared by UNCTAD staff. And this goes through a very thorough peer review process within UNCTAD and also with external reviewers. This is not really looking at the political implication of these changes in trade relationship. This is really purely on the feasibility and the viability of the analytical method that we are using. And this working paper, if or when it is published, it comes with a disclaimer that the views expressed in this paper do not represent the UNCTAD view. So it's just an analytical paper, and I just wanted to clarify this point. But I really thank you for a very constructive suggestion from you, China. On the point from, Zimbabwe was a confirmation of its position vis-a-vis unilateral coercive measures impact on developing countries, and it's taken note. Thank you very much. On Jamaica, it was about the methodology that we were using in the mapping. Has there been any consultation with other agencies? Yes, and in fact, this is the process that we are going through at this moment. So we just use this the methodology for the mapping of the measures in NDCs and present it in the technical note. What we are doing, what we collected was the initial reaction from other agencies and COP28 participating countries that yes, this methodology sounds good. Now they are also looking at it in detail. We are discussing it with, for example, WTO and also with other regional commissions because we have a network of the UN trade hub, in a sense, that we have a very informal network of the directors of trade divisions in different regional commissions. We are checking it with them on what is their views on the methodology that we are taking. Also, just want to add this point that we said methodology, we say framework, but this is very, very important to highlight and assure you that the principle we are taking is that no one size fit all. Climate actions, trade policies, it cannot be the same for every country among developing countries. So we are really paying attention to what would be the framework, what would be the methodology that can really highlight on the country-specific situation. And then this methodology, of course, it should be a little bit more complicated than one-size-fits-all approach, but that's why we are really benefiting from consulting other agencies. With respect to the creative economy, the number of the publication has gone down, but this is really, I need to come back to the statement that I made this morning, that we are, oh, this is an only normal thing, but we are really shifting from the quantity to quality. So it doesn't necessarily mean that the number of the publication has been reduced, but the amount, the quality of the messages or the findings that comes out from UNCTAD will not be reduced. In the sense that we want to consolidate, we want to streamline a different number of the publications so that it, when we publish something, it comes out as a better product. So just want to assure you that the reducing the number of the publication does not mean that we are working less. Normally on the other way around. UNCTAD 60, 16 or 60, I think I just want to say about UNCTAD 60 is a very, very important event. And this is something that we'd like to discuss, particularly our division, we'd like to discuss with the member states, because this may be a very good occasion to look at some of the UNCTAD's legacy products, such as generalized system of preferences, and it may provide us a very good opportunity to assess how effective, how useful it has been, and assess the reality of today. What are the difference between today's economic situation and the time that when the GSP schemes were created, and if it should continue benefiting developing countries, what would be if there's any need to sort of modernize the schemes or not? But this should be something that should be discussed by the member states. And, you know, formal or informal basis, the secretary would really, really appreciate exchanging views on this. Thank you very much.